Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the community life pastor for our Delaware campus. This past weekend, we continued in our series that we call Adulting, where we're looking at eternal life hacks, right? Some wisdom from the book of Proverbs. This past week at our Delaware campus, we touched on one of the primary relationships that God gives us and one of the most important jobs that we'll ever have, the relationship with our kids and our role in parenting. If you have children, right, I think we would all agree that parenting is hard. It's rewarding, but it's difficult. And a lot of times, how we end up looking at it is as if it's a series of kind of one-time events, which it is in a way, but what we talked about on Sunday is how parenting is more of a process than it is an event. I think for us as parents, it's so important that we keep the big picture, the big view of parenting in mind. Through all the snotty noses, through all the crayon pictures on the wall, if we keep the big picture in view, it helps to remind us that what we do every day matters immensely over time. And what we said on Sunday, what I would encourage you to think about is that one of the main goals as a parent is to gradually transfer our kids' dependence away from us and onto God. All right, when they're little, they depend on you for everything, for food, for safety, for support, for help. They're completely dependent on you. But what we hope to do over time is to transfer that dependence and teach them to depend on God. In Ephesians 6:4, we stayed in Ephesians on Sunday. The Apostle Paul gives kind of a great framework for parents. He says, "Do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." In this verse, he gives us really three things. It's almost as he gives us kind of a method of parenting, an approach. He gives us content, right, what we should be doing, and then also the goal, really the why behind everything we do as a parent. He starts off with this contrast. He says, "Do not provoke, but bring them up." One's a negative, one's a positive. As parents, we've got to be careful that we're not always focused on what our kids do wrong, but that we become really experts at what they do right. This helps to build a relationship where we can speak life into our kids. Because what we know is that discipline and instruction comes more through relationship than it does through control, than through just our position, really, as a parent. Then Paul gives us, you know, content. He puts these two words together, discipline and instruction. He put them together because discipline without instruction is incomplete. Right, parents have been given by God to our kids to mold them, to shape them, to protect them, but also to influence them. Right, discipline is more towards correction, and instruction is more towards influence. This means that as a parent, we want to have the long view for our kids' life, just like God has a long view for your life. That instead of being, you know, sometimes short-sighted and really focusing on, you know, correcting a behavior, then instead we want to go after our kid's heart. Right, discipline is a part of parenting. Correction is a part of parenting. But we should always remember that we're never dealing with just their behavior. We're always dealing with where the behavior comes from. We're always dealing with their heart. And then Paul gives us the why. He says that the relationship we have with our kids to bring them up, the way that we work with our kids to grow them into maturity is of the Lord. That we need to always remember, right, our kids are not our kids. They belong to the Lord. And everything we do as parents is working to point them towards Jesus. Right? Knowing that our kids belong to the Lord helps us to remember that our parenting is not what saves our kids. Right? That we want to be willing instruments in the hands of the one who can save, but it also helps us to remember. And one of the most powerful things we can do as parents is to cover them in prayer. So I want to encourage you this morning just to take a minute, just to pray to God, lift your kids up. For your kids, for, you know, any other kids that may be in your life, whether it's grandchildren, extended family, just to pray, you know, for God to move and just for His protection, His grace over our children. Let's take a minute and just do that now. Well, thanks for listening to the LifePoint DraftCast this morning. I hope this has been an encouragement for you, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Have a blessed day.